This stock and commodity report is made possible with support of the Friends of WILL and Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason, joined by Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Hey, I was in the big town there over the weekend, and it snowed. And I thought that wasn't all that great, actually. I think that was actually on Friday. I was up there with all the folks from the EU Center. That's the European Union Center at the Federal Reserve Building, and then made my way to the north end of the Miracle Mile, and snow on and off, kind of funny, and not a little snow, I guess, either, in some places in the northern parts of the Corn Belt.
Yeah, and we've seen that here not only this past weekend, but over the past week with this influx of colder weather, which we can again thank the split of the polar vortex that we saw back over a month ago. In fact, in early March, this total breakdown of the polar vortex took place. But as typically the case with breakdowns of the polar vortex, that causes cold air flow, and we've seen that here over the past couple of weeks. That is now coming to an end, Todd, this week. So cold and the snow up in areas of the northern Midwest. We still have another couple more days of below normal temperatures, but by the second half of this week, we'll be returning actually to warmer than normal temperatures. So that influence of winter here of late is coming to an end.
Yeah, so warmer than normal. You think producers be able to get in to the field by the end of the week, early next week?
Absolutely here, Todd. And there's going to be actually a break in the action here across the Midwest as the Plains hard red winter wheat belt actually sees a significant uptick in precipitation. A lot of that is due to this cutoff or slow-moving low-pressure system that's going to be ejecting or basically getting cut off in the flow across the Four Corners region. That's going to produce widespread significant rains and long-duration precip event in the southern plains, but at the same time, that also will produce a period of drier conditions across the Midwest for several days. It does look like that system then moves into the Midwest here during the first half of next week. It won't be as heavy of a producer in the plains, but all in all here for the pattern here upcoming for corn planting weather, overall it looks like generally a normal pace, although there will be some pockets that are behind here as a result of the rain. Certainly not an early start this year because of the cold start to April and the cold soil temperatures in place, but that is going to be changing. And as of right now, no sign of any excessive wet patterns here evolving.
Yeah, Chicago decided that it was going to rain across the Southwest and maybe Kansas and Oklahoma today, pushed wheat futures lower. You agree with them?
Yeah, absolutely here. And again, with this cutoff system here in the Southwest, that is a textbook scenario for widespread significant rains. And that looks to be the setup here for this weekend and into the start of next week.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking the time with me.
You're welcome, Todd.
You too. That's Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. It is the 11th day of April. Don't forget to visit our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org. There you'll find all of our ag programming from the Opening Market Report to the Closing Market Report and everything in between.